want to welcome you to our Sunday morning broadcast. We thank you again for listening in to these video broadcasts. We ask you to please let others know about these messages and the broadcasts that we're putting together during this period of lockdown. Can I just remind you that February is our annual testimony month. Every Sunday night in February, we generally have testimonies. This year, those testimonies are going to be given by video broadcast, and we do encourage you to watch out for them. The first of those will be next Sunday evening. That's Sunday night, the 7th of February at 6:30, and our good friend and brother, Pastor Dennis Lyle, who was formerly the pastor in Lurgan Baptist Church, will be giving us testimony for us. Just to remind you that there's the radio broadcasts that take place on Radio Star Country. That's every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. It's on 981 Medium Wave. I'm bringing the messages during this month of February, and we value your prayers for that. And again, we ask if you would help us just to make those broadcasts as widely known as possible, and pray for the Lord's blessing on them. Pray the Lord will speak through them. As a congregation, we are greatly saddened during the past week by the death of one of our members, Mrs. Rita McGowan. Rita was a very faithful supporter of our congregation here in Armagh. We can assure the family that she will be greatly missed by our church family in the days that lie ahead. And we want to sympathise with Rita's family circle, especially with her brother, Mr. Howard McKinney. But we do assure the whole family circle of our sympathy and our prayerful support through these days of grief. We're going to turn you to the scriptures. We do encourage you to take the Bible, to follow in the reading. We're in the Old Testament. It's the book of Ezekiel. The prophecy of Ezekiel, the second chapter. We're going to begin to read just at the third verse, a short reading, just down to the end of verse 6. So let's hear the word of God, Ezekiel 2, verse 3. And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that hath rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God. And they, whether they will hear, or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. So we're just closing the reading there, the end of verse 6, and we know the Lord will add his blessing to this, the public reading of his word. Let's just take a few moments to pray. We want to commit the service, the broadcast, the message, just into the Lord's hands and pray for his blessing to be upon it. Father, we do seek thee in prayer. Thank you that we can enter into your presence. We want to thank you for your faithfulness to us during another week. We thank you, Father, for the way that you've blessed us, provided for us, how you've kept us each one. We do want to thank you, Father, for every spiritual blessing. We rejoice in the gospel. We rejoice, Father, in your saving grace. We thank you for the blessing of thy word. We want to pray, Father, that your word will be a comfort and a challenge even to our hearts this very day. We pray for your help in the ministering of your word. Come and stand by us today. Take away every distraction, especially every distracting thought. Settle our hearts. May the Spirit of God come down. Bless both the speaker and the hearer. Pray that many will hear the word of God, even through this means of Facebook. We're mindful, Father, of those that grieve at this time. We remember especially the McKinney family, our dear brother Howard, and the whole family circle. Thank you for the memory of our dear sister Rita. Thank you for her faithfulness, her encouragement in the cause of the gospel here. And Lord, we just ask thee to comfort the family, even at this time of great loss. And Lord, challenge our hearts as we think of our sister's home calling, and help us all to number our days that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. So hear our prayers now, and come and grant us your touch, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. The verse that we're taking as our text this morning is the verse 5 of Ezekiel chapter 2. The Lord said to the prophet, "And they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall know that there hath been a prophet among them." The subject that we want to consider together this morning is don't give up. I want it to be a word of encouragement to the Lord's people. We want to encourage you, especially at this difficult time, during these very discouraging days. We want to encourage you to keep on working for the Lord. Keep busy in the service of Christ. We want to encourage you to keep witnessing. Keep declaring the gospel. Keep reaching out with the word of God. The work of God, the Christian life, is very challenging at the best of times. But that's especially true at the present. There's so many difficulties, so many additional problems, so many fears. There's so much apathy and indifference that is found all around us. And you may feel like throwing in the towel. You may feel like quitting, giving up in the work of God and in the service of Christ. You think of Peter, one of the foremost of the apostles. He said, "I go a-fishing." What he meant by those words was he was giving up. He was going to leave the Lord's work. He was going to go back again to his old secular employment. And perhaps that's how you feel today. You feel like quitting. You feel like giving up. If it is, well, we want to encourage you to go on with the work of God. We want to encourage you not to give up in your walk with the Lord and in your service for Christ. That's really what the Lord was encouraging Ezekiel to do here. Ezekiel was a prophet in the land of captivity, in the land of Babylon. He was a prophet to the Lord's people during that period of the Babylonian captivity. And he didn't have an easy ministry. The Lord knew the difficulties that he would encounter. The Lord knew the problems that he would meet. But his message for Ezekiel at this time and for us today is, despite all the challenges, despite all the discouragements, don't be put off. Don't stop. Don't think about quitting, or don't think about going back. The Lord was saying to his servant, "I want you to keep on serving me. Keep on in the work. I want you to keep on speaking for me." And brethren and sisters, it's the same for us. We need to keep at the work. We need to keep up the witness of the gospel in these days in which we live, despite all the discouragements that are so evident around us. Now, let me mention to you some of the discouragements that you will face as the Lord revealed them here, as the Lord made them known even to his servant Ezekiel. For one thing, the first thing we'll mention is rebellion. In the middle of verse 5, the middle of the verse that is our text, he says, "For they are a rebellious house." That truth is emphasized a number of times in the passage. It's a description of the children of Israel. They were rebellious, rebellious to the things of God. They hadn't submitted to the Lord. And Ezekiel could have thought, as he considered the attitude of the people all around him, he could have thought, these people are so wicked, they're so hard-hearted, they're so stubborn, they're so sinful, they're not even worth bothering about. He could have thought to himself, Ezekiel, don't waste your time. Don't go to the trouble of serving these people. Don't go to the trouble of delivering God's word. Just leave them. Just let them go on in their sins. And brethren and sisters, I want you to consider that today. You think of it. What would you do with such people? What would you have done if you had been in Ezekiel's circumstances? He could have thought to himself, they're not going to listen anyway. But God said to Ezekiel, no. He said, despite their rebellion, I want you to keep on speaking. And I want you to keep on with your labors for me. Isn't it sad? As we think of our own nation, it's in the very same condition. These words could describe our nation at this very time. A rebellious house. This land of ours with such a great heritage, such a great gospel heritage, experienced such blessings from the Lord, is a land that no longer has any time for God, a land that is no longer any time for the Bible. And how tragic, men and women, that is. You think of the sodomy. You think of the Sabbath desecration, just to mention two matters that are now legalized by the government of our land. Think of the acceptance of those things that is so evident, so widespread all around us. This is a rebellious nation. It's a rebellious people. But brethren and sisters, we're not to give up. We're not to turn back. We're not to stop in the work of God and in the work of the kingdom of Christ, despite the sinfulness of the nation. We're to keep reaching out. We're to keep raising a testimony for God. And remember that we're encouraged to do that right through the Bible. You think of Noah. Noah lived in the most wicked of days. The Bible says there were giants in the land in those days. They were even giants as far as their sins were concerned. And yet the Bible says that Noah was a preacher of righteousness right through that very dark period leading up to the judgment of God and the flood. Noah kept preaching. He kept on witnessing. He kept on being faithful to the Lord. You think of the city of Corinth in the New Testament. What a wicked, what an immoral place Corinth was. The term Corinthian is synonymous with a prostitute. Gives you some idea of the immorality that was rife in that city. And yet the Lord said to Paul concerning Corinth, be not afraid, but speak. The Lord was encouraging his servant and his labors there to keep on at the work, even in a dark and wicked place like Corinth. So brethren and sisters, we want to encourage you. Keep working. Keep witnessing for the Lord. Despite the wickedness of the people in the land, despite the wickedness of the times in which we're found, always remember that great statement in the book of Romans, where sin abounds, grace doth much more abound. God's grace is sufficient for the days, even for the sinfulness of the days in which we live. So don't be put off by rebellion. He also said to Ezekiel, don't be put off by results. And we're thinking here of the lack of results. There is a great emphasis today upon results. What can be called, even in church circles, the numbers game. We're told if we're doing what is right, if we're God's man with God's message, there will be results, great results in the work of God. But that's not what the Lord says. God says sometimes there will be little or no results evident to the eye as far as the natural eye is concerned. The results often will be that they will ignore you and they will ignore the message that you bring. Look at our text again, verse 5. He says, and they, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear. And those words, that statement is repeated in other places in the chapter as well. So the Lord warned Ezekiel, when you speak for me, when you're seeking to serve me and to bring my message to this people, to this land, they may not hear. They may not listen. They will close their ears. Your message will fall upon deaf ears. Your message will fall upon stony ground. Just to use the description that the Savior gave in the parable of the sower. They may not listen to a word that you say. But the Lord's saying to Ezekiel, even if that happens, I don't want you to give up. Isn't it strange, men and women? God's man with God's message, but still the people won't listen. You know, there's a notion, even in church circles, everyone will listen to the preacher. Well, that's just a notion, men and women. Many don't. The Lord warned Ezekiel of that. Remember, he was a prophet of the Lord and the nation of Israel. And the Lord warned his servant that there were times that the people wouldn't listen to him. You think of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says of his ministry, never man spake like this man. The Bible says of the Savior that he spake as one having authority. And yet, even during his earthly ministry, many didn't listen to the message, to the ministry of the Lord Jesus. You remember when he was in Gadara, the response that his ministry had among them, they told him to depart out of their coasts. So brethren and sisters, there's times there'll be no results. There's times that no one will listen to the message that you bring. You think again of Noah, preached for 120 years while the ark was preparing. And how many souls were saved during that period? Just 7. His wife, his 3 sons, and their wives. You think of the great missionary, Judson. He labored in Burma. And he labored in that land for 7 years. 7 long, difficult years before one soul was saved. You think of how discouraging those times, those years, those early years of his missionary endeavor must have been. But here's the example that he set us, brethren and sisters. He didn't give up, and nor should we. Think of what Amos the prophet said. He spoke about a famine of the hearing of the word of God. I think there's no better text that sums up the state of the land, our land, the state of the church in the days in which we listen. A famine of the hearing. You see, often, men and women, there's no hearing for the gospel. People don't want to listen to the word of God. And we need to pray about that. We need to pray the Lord will change the situation. The Lord will turn the hearts. We need to pray that God will give people ears to hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. You remember the great exhortation of the Apostle Paul, one of the final exhortations he gave to young Timothy, he said, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and doctrine. Think of those words, in season, out of season. In other words, whether the people like it or not, whether they listen to you or not, the message is, the exhortation is, keep presenting the gospel, keep on with the work of God. Even if they will not listen, don't be put off by that. Don't think of giving up. Don't think of quitting just because of the lack of results. There's one other thing the Lord said to his servant, one other area he highlighted, and that was don't be put off by their responses. You know, sadly, the responses to God's word is not always what you would think. It's not always what it ought to be. Sometimes the responses that you will get as you serve the Lord will be hurtful. They will even be shameful. There's 2 responses especially that the Lord taught his servant about here. One was from the lip. If you look at verse 6, he says, neither be afraid of their words. People can be very free with what they say, even about the servants of God. People will say all sorts of things about you, and even against you. They will even call you names. Remember Paul, when he was testifying in Caesarea, Festus said, you're mad. Paul, you're a madman. Think of what they said about our Savior. we be not born of fornication. Think of the wicked inference that there is in that statement. They said of the Lord Jesus that he was a man gluttonous and a wine bibber. Think of what they said of Elisha, go up thou bald head. D.L. Moody, the evangelist, during his ministry was called a fool. He had a note passed to him just as he was about to start a great gospel meeting one evening, and that was the only word that was written upon it, very clearly directed at the evangelist himself. So remember, men and women, they will say all sorts of things about you. The New Testament teaches that we will get to heaven through good report and through ill report. But you're not to give up. You're not to stop the work, brethren and sisters. The Lord wants you to keep at the work, no matter what is said about you. Because remember, those is one of the fiery darts. Those things that people say are one of the fiery darts of the wicked one. They're one of the things that the devil uses. It's the devil's purpose through those things that are said to discourage you to the point that you stop, that you don't carry on in the work of God any further. The other response the Lord taught his servant about here was the looks. Again in verse 6, be dismayed at their looks. It's interesting, your countenance. Your countenance says a lot about you. Think of what the Bible says about Nehemiah. The king said to Nehemiah as he stood in his presence, why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. And the lesson is, as you think of what the king saw in Nehemiah's face, the lesson is that your countenance can be noticed and is noticed by others, and it says a lot about you. Your expression is an indication of how you're receiving what people are saying. That's true in gospel meetings. It's an indication of how you're receiving the message. And there are all sorts of looks that you will get as you seek to serve the Lord, as you seek to witness for him and do the work of the gospel. But what you must learn is this, never to be discouraged, never to be put off by the looks of the people. That's what the Lord is teaching Ezekiel here. Nor be dismayed at their looks. Don't be put off by the way that people look at you. You keep serving. You keep bringing the message despite the facial expressions that people give you. Because remember this, it's true in life generally, but especially it's true in the Christian life. You're never going to please everyone. That's true in church life too, of course. Not everyone is going to have a big smile on their face when you're bringing the message of God to their hearts, when you're telling them the good news of the gospel. So don't give up, brethren and sisters. May the Lord impress that upon your hearts today. Don't give up despite the rebellion, despite the lack of results, despite the very discouraging responses that you will receive. Even in the hardest of days, even in these unprecedented days in which we live, we need to keep on with the work, brethren and sisters. We need to keep on sowing the seed of the gospel. And pray the Lord opens your eyes, because the Lord is opening up new opportunities to us for outreach, for the presentation of his word, for the extension of his kingdom. Christmas Evans was one of the great Welsh preachers. His dying words were, goodbye and ride on. He often said those words as he engaged in his itinerant ministry, as he would mount his horse to carry on with his journey. He would say goodbye to those that he'd been fellowshipping with, and he would say to his horse, ride on. And he was well known for that statement. So those were his dying words, goodbye and ride on. And that was his way of saying, keep pressing on with the work of God. And I want to urge you to do that, men and women. Keep pressing on with the cause of the gospel. Let me say just in closing, you will ask, how do we do that? Well, the answer is, don't have your eyes on men. Get your eyes on the Lord today. Get your eyes off the circumstances. Get a vision of his glory. You think of chapter 1, verse 28. I encourage you to study it yourself. There's a vision there of God, the great vision that Ezekiel had. And that's how Ezekiel kept going. because he had his eyes on the Lord. So in these very challenging days, brethren and sisters, that's what we need to do too. Get our eyes on the Lord. Keep them there. Labor every day looking unto Jesus. So here's a word of encouragement from the prophet Ezekiel, or the Lord's message to the prophet Ezekiel. Don't give up, brethren and sisters. Don't give up in the work of God. Don't give up in your witness for Christ, the witness of the gospel. May the Lord bless his word today to every heart. Let's just have a brief word of prayer as we finish. Father, thank you for your word. We thank you for this book. We rejoice over it today. We thank you for the message of God to our hearts. We pray that you'll bless this message as it goes forth. We think of many of your people, many of your servants that are discouraged in the days in which we're found. We think, Father, of many that are weary in the work of God. Your word says that we're not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And we pray, Father, for your help. We pray for your power. We ask thee to encourage us. Give us tokens for good in our labours. Give us handfuls on purpose here and there in the harvest field. So we ask thee, Lord, just to take up this message, to take up this ministry on the internet, even at this time, and use it to your glory. Use it in a far greater way than we could ever anticipate. So we ask thee now to abide with us, and may the blessing of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be our abiding portion, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.